Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you, We Had Estrogen Pills Part 2, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing and check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Our mothers looked Jill and I over carefully before they sat down. Fred and Bill were staring at Jill and I, a look of shock on their faces, but both of them were grinning. As a group, our parents started to talk among themselves. We looked at each other, then started to sit down when Mom said to stay. Dad came in with his camera and tripod set up and started to take pictures of us in various poses together, then each of us alone. The one that bothered me the most was when I put my knee on a chair, the other leg straight and bent at the waist as I looked at the camera, my head cocked. Mom said it was a very sexy pose. Jill was also posed, then Fred's mother said, I think this might just work. I looked at Fred's mom, a sinking feeling growing in my gut. If this had not gone well or one of us didn't look quite right, then it was over. But here I was, looking just sexy as hell. The boys are still in school, but I think we can handle that by simply changing the school they attend. Janet and Jill can start the new year as girls, which will eliminate all of the confusion. Being a boy one day and a girl another can cause a lot of aggravation, which they will not need if they hope to continue recording. I looked at Fred, Jill, and Bill, and saw the same look on their faces as I know I had on mine. Mom, you want me to go to school as a girl? That's impossible. No, it isn't impossible, and yes, that's exactly what we have in mind for you. You two will attend as girls. Mom stressed the word girls, which gave me the shudders. You are all out of school in about a month, which works just fine in this case. Your recording appointment is a week later, which is plenty of time for me to get you ready. But be warned now, the day you get out of school is the last day you will be dressing as a boy. After that, it'll be skirts and dresses from then on. Fred almost said something, then didn't. Bill wanted to, I was merely concerned. But Jill was smiling widely. Why don't you set up and sing the song so we can all hear it? And at the same time, see how you look while performing as you will be later. We left and went to the basement, my heels clicking on the floors as we walked. In 20 minutes, we were ready, and our mothers sat there as Jill and I sang the duet. Then I did my solo, and finally, the four of us did a number together. All I knew was that I had to bend my legs differently wearing that skirt, and I had to be careful so that I didn't end up with the skirts around our waists. We finished, and there was nothing but silence for a moment, then they all started clapping. They all went home about an hour later, and I expected to change clothes. Mom said no. It's only 2 now, honey. Why don't we go have your colors done and get you your own makeup? You'll need to do it sooner or later anyway. Do I have a choice, Mom? Not really, dear. You looked simply wonderful, and you know it. I know this is ridiculous, but if you do get a recording contract, you'll have to dress as a girl all of the time. And girls your age know how to do their own hair and makeup. And that means you will have to be able to do it yourself. In my entire life, I had never dressed as a girl. Not even on Halloween. And now Mom expected me to become a girl almost overnight. Mom sat there looking at me, not saying anything as I worked it out in my own mind. If they accept us, that means that I can't ever dress as a boy anymore, doesn't it? I can't see how you could manage it. You'll be in the spotlight almost all of the time. Think what the tabloids would do to you. I sat on the chair at the vanity, resigned to my fate. All my life I had dreamed of being a star, but not a female star. Yet it was happening to me. She looked at Jill, saw that she wanted to talk to me, sighed, then told me we could do our shopping later, so Jill and I went to my room. As I shut the door, Jill unzipped her dress, took it off, and stood there in panties and her bra, all signs of a male gone. Janet, I have to tell you, I've been dressing as a girl since I was a kid, and I think I have an idea. She told me what it was then. This is the best thing to happen to me ever. I sat on my chair as Jill slipped her panties down and took off her bra. Jill was a girl, or at least she sure looked like one to me. She had boobs and a vagina that looked real enough to me. I can make you look the same, Janet. It's easy. My eyes were bugged out, and my tongue quit working at the same time I was having a reaction to having a naked girl in my room, and it wasn't a feminine reaction. Jill walked over to me and took my hand and put it on her left breast. It was warm, and I yanked it away. We're both going to have to do this if we want to succeed, Janet, especially you and I. Just then, Mom walked into my room unannounced. Jill was still naked, I was in shock, and Mom was doing her mom thing the minute she saw Jill. Put some clothes on right this minute, Jill. She quickly complied, of course, then we stood there as Mom stared at us. I saw it, but I don't believe it, Jill. Care to tell me how you do that? It's easy, Mrs. Grant. I ordered it from the internet. The panties are custom made for fit and color, as are the breast forms. Together they cost about $800, but it's worth it. Mom knew right then that Jill had ordered them some time back, and quickly figured out that Jill had always liked to dress as a girl. I can help Janet look like this, and it seems it might be better if she did. Then she told Mom how. Janet, go start your computer. I want to see this for myself. I did as she told me. Then, as Jill called up the site, we all stared at the screen as we saw that Jill was telling the truth. I'll be damned. Jill printed out the instructions for us, then she went home. This solves a lot of problems, Janet. I think I'll call the other mothers so they won't be surprised to see two very real girls. Mom went to make the calls while I thought about how I would look naked. On Monday, we were all back in school, wearing our own clothes, of course. After just a few days in a skirt, even I could tell the difference in the fabrics, and all I could think of was the way the nylons felt on my legs. Jill was in her boy clothes, but I noticed that she had a wider, rounded butt with a narrow waist. I don't think anyone else noticed, but I was sure that she still wore her special panty. It was a long week as we waited for school to end. Matt, Bill, Fred, and I walked home together. The only topic was the impending permanent change Jill and I were about to undergo. Melissa isn't going to like this at all. Listen, dummy, you look better as a girl than she ever did, and you know it. I agree, Bill. As far as I'm concerned, Jill is the best looking. Not true, Janet. I was real surprised at how you looked, and so was Mom. She said, you look like that teenage witch on television. Fred was being kind, of course. In reality, neither of us looked what you would call bad. Just better than others, like any collection of girls anywhere. Jill, the smallest, had the best attitude and looked like a prom queen. Her oval face and wide-set eyes were set off by her smile and bubbly personality. Myself, with the right clothes, I look okay. And I have to admit to myself, of course, that I wasn't quite against it as I was when this all started. Let Janet and I get changed and meet at my house later. She and I have to be the girls, and you'll have get used to it sooner or later anyway, and we can talk about it in private. We all agreed with Jill and went our own way home. The minute I stepped into the house, Mom was waiting for me, a huge grin on her face. With a simple wag of her finger, I followed her to my room. On the bed were three boxes, and I knew exactly what they were. Get undressed, Janet, today is the day. Naked? Mom nodded her head. And for the first time since I was a child, I stood naked in front of my mother. I have read the instructions twice, so pay attention. She handed me a tube and told me to lubricate myself, which was embarrassing enough. Then she held out the special panty for me to step into. Within less than an hour, I had boobs and a vagina, just like Jill. It said in the instructions that the adhesive will hold for a month, maybe more, so you're committed now, Janet. Without waiting, she simply told me to get dressed and left. I stood there looking in the mirror and saw that I now had rounded hips, wider and fuller, breasts that looked real, and in comparison, a narrow waist. My hair hung down, loose yet feminine. That is when I realized that this might be fun and began to dress. I opened my dresser drawer and saw a pile of panties on one side, bras on the other. I pulled on some panties and went in the bath to do my makeup. I wore foundation and eyeliner as I went back in my room. Opened the closet and saw three dresses, several skirts, and some blouses. I saw a sundress similar to the one Jill wore and pulled it out of the closet. The powder blue dress had twin straps, which made me smile when I realized that, like Jill, I would be able to have some very real-looking cleavage. Bill and Fred were going to have a cow when they saw me. I pulled on the pantyhose and then the dress, zipping it up, then stepped into the white flats before I went into the bath to do my hair. I pulled it back into a simple ponytail high on the back of my head and used the brush to make some bangs, then did my lips as bright red. In Mom's room, I took the blue and white earrings, made them secure, and took the thin gold watch. I used her perfume and went back to my room. On the upper shelf, I found a white purse, so I stuffed my wallet, lipstick, and some tissue into it. Then I went down the stairs, my small cleavage proudly on display. I'm going over to Jill's. We're having a meeting. Mom nodded her head yes without commenting on the dress. I drove my small car over, parked, then saw that Jill's sister had some of her friends over. Kathy is just a year younger and knows all of us quite well, so she might know me no matter how I was dressed. I had to go in. I couldn't just sit there. I gathered up my nerve and got out of the car, hoping my looks would be enough to protect me. Hi, Janet. Hi, Kathy. Is Jill here? She's out on the patio. Bill is with her. I went around the house, surprised at Kathy's reaction. She acted as if it was the most normal thing in the world for me to be dressed as a girl. Jill was wearing shorts and a top. Bill had on a shirt and jeans. I joined them, and moments later, Fred arrived. We all looked at each other and then started to laugh. I see that all of you took my advice, Janet. Not me, it was Mom. We talked about how we would have to structure the act now that Jill and I were girls, the songs and so on. Then Fred and Bill left to get some sodas. Jill stood up and smiled, then told me another secret. Those panties we have on allow us to have sex with a guy if we want to. I had no idea that was possible. Remember that little nub that poked out? I nodded my head, yes. It stops us from having an erection, Janet, which means that we don't have to worry about any accidents. You sound like you've tried it already, Jill. She sat down, a slow grin on her face. I have Janet with David. David, as in Trackstar, president of the class, that David? She nodded her head yes and sat back. The upside is we can't get pregnant. The downside is we can't get pregnant, but he was trying hard, believe me. I said nothing as I absorbed what she had told me. I know you told me that you dressed as a kid, but this sounds like you've been dressing as a girl for a long time, Jill, and getting away with it. I told my parents when I was 13, and they have let me dress as long as I didn't get crazy. I've been to some of the dances and around, but when David hit on me, it was right after I got the panty, and I had to try it, didn't I? I said nothing when I realized what Jill had said. Just then, Fred and Bill came back. Then Fred spoke up. When my mom told me that the band is now two guys and two girls, but I have to admit that I never thought you two would look so damned good. I agree. I guess we better become the best girls we know how and give the performance of our lives when we do our demo next week. We all agreed and we all left for home. Dad was there when I walked in. He took one look at me and gulped. I now had a 36-24, 36 figure, and it showed in the way the dress fit. But that wasn't what set him off. I dropped my purse, and when I bent to pick it up, I bent at the waist, which gave him an unobstructed view down the front of my dress, my breasts hanging, almost out of the bra until I stood up, but I didn't realize it, of course. When I turned, he also saw my long nylon-clad legs almost to my panties. Marion! Yes, dear. Are you aware that Janet has, I mean, she fills out her bra? Yes, she has boobs. Did you know that? Of course, dear. I attached them to her chest this morning. Why? He threw his hands in the air and went in to watch the news, leaving me with Mom. He's having a hard time adjusting Janet and quit bending at the waist. Bend at the knees instead. Remember, males are visual. And even if he is your father, he's always a male first and will react like one. We drove down the day before we were to cut the demo, all of us staying at the same hotel. Jill and I decided to wear the same skirts Mom bought for us, but Jill had found new tops. These were low cut. Dad took the truck with our equipment and we all went in two cars following Dad. The men at the loading dock quickly unpacked everything and we were soon set up and ready to play. Our parents sat with the director, the same one that Dad had told we were all boys. You said these are all boys? Yes, why? Two of them certainly don't look like any boys I know. You did say they should do their best. He said nothing more and gave us the cue. We sang our three songs, all of them twice, then he came in and gave us some different music. I like the sound. I like the hard edge. You give your music a lot. Try this. He handed out the music, and when I saw the title, I thought he was crazy. Boogie Woggy Bugle Boy? I know, it's an old number, but try it anyway. The director left, and we studied the music for a moment. Jill, we have the lead, Fred, down one. Bill, you take the bottom. Bill started the beat on his bass drum, and I picked it up on the piano and ran it a few times before we actually sang it. From the first sound, I knew we had it. The music was perfect for us, and we added an edge the Andrews sisters didn't have. Can we try it without the music? We looked at the director, then gave it a try. It was even better! Our parents signed the contract that day, as we all did. Then Jill and I were asked to join the director and our parents in his conference room. These girls have the perfect sound we're looking for. Swing is hot right now, and they bring a new slant to the music, which is the direction we'll push them in. However, as we all know, boys' voices break and become deeper, which in this case will ruin a very promising career. However, since their voices haven't changed yet, we can assume that they won't. We were all looking at him, waiting for whatever else he had to say. That can be fixed at a later date if need be, but the boys would have to agree to it at that time. My dad's face turned white. Mom looked stunned, and I didn't have a clue while Jill was grinning. "I'm in," she said, still smiling. "But that means that Janet can't." "That's exactly right, sir. Janet can't." "Janet can't do what I asked." "Honey," Mom said, "he is talking about removing your testicles so that your voice doesn't change. We are not advocating that, of course, but you'll want to think about it. We do think that it would be easier on all of us if Jill and Janet had a more naturally feminine shape, and of course we'll cover the cost of that and any course of action the doctors deem necessary." All at once, I figured out what he meant. Jill also knew and was almost jumping at the chance, but I knew why. For myself, the thought of even considering that was outlandish, and I immediately said, "No way." "Can we talk to the girls alone, sir?" He left the room, leaving our parents, Jill and I. "Janet, if your recording contract takes off like he thinks it will, you'll have to be a girl all of the time anyway. If you think some girl is going to be attracted to you, it won't be because she thinks you're a cute boy. There are some complications, of course, but nothing that would prohibit you from having a family later on. Jill's mother is a nurse, and we all looked to her because she had the knowledge." I think we all know what he meant. Breast implants, liposuction to give you a narrower waist, possibly wider, rounder hips, and laser removal of your beard. You might want to consider the advantages and maybe even have them remove all of your body hair. And of course, we all hope that your voice won't change, but that can be addressed later if it seems to be in your favor. Jill is ready for it because she's been dressing and going out, dating, and so on, for 3 years now. In her mind, she has accepted the fact that she should have been a girl. In your case, it's slightly different, but the result is the same. Mrs. Wilson put it right on the line. Now it was up to me. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.